Oh, one more newcomer, we have Alex Zarita.
Yeah!
You're all really good looking. That makes me sad.
Sorry.
Okay, it's a little bit more intimidating. If I walked up here and everyone was trolls, I'd feel better, but you're pretty. Each and every one of you. You in the back? You right there? And you guys?
There's a few trolls.
Hey, don't get out any better.
Yeah, okay. So, speaking of trolls and creatures that are not so accepted in the mainstream world, I have been a professional haunted house actor for the past 5 years. This happened completely by chance. My friend going, "Hey, do you want a job?" I'm like, at the time I was about 16, 17. I'm like, "Oh yeah, like I can get a job. I'll work in a sandwich shop," and everybody's like, "No, it's at a haunted house." And I'm like, "It's at a haunted house?" And they're like, "Yeah, you have to audition for it. It's going to be this long, complicated process. You have to make your own character, and they're going to judge you, and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Oh, no. I've never been scary before in my life. How am I going to do this?" And so I show up, panicking. The whole time I'm texting my friend, just like, "What if they don't like me?" He's like, "Shut up. What if I don't get in?" He's like, "Shut up." And I'm like, what if I pee my pants?" He's like, "Shut up. You will be. Don't shut up." And so I go there, and I walk in, and I'm like, "Hi," and I'm just terrified, and everybody's scary looking. Just big, burly dudes, beards, angry faces. And I walk in there, and the first thing I do is, everybody's standing around this hearse limousine, and there was a stack of haunted house magazines. And I'm like, "I think I'm gonna open one, be a little bit social." And I go over, and I pick up one, and the whole pile falls over, all over the floor, and everybody turns and just goes, "What the fuck?" And these are, mind you, like, over 300-pound veteran haunted house actors who've worked in the industry for about 12 years. And I just pissed every single one of them off by spilling magazines. And so, after I almost died, the manager comes up to me, and I'm like, "So, can I be an actor?" And he's like, "Can you be scary?" I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "All right, you got it." I'm like, "That's it?" "Yeah, that's it." And I go, "All right, that was a lot simpler than I thought it was going to be." And the first day I worked there, I walk in, I'm just like, "So what am I gonna be?" I'm excited, what am I gonna be? And there's this big board in every single room, everything from mausoleum to a butcher shop. And they look at me and they're just like, "You're skinny." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm aware of that." And they go, "How do you feel about mummies?" And I go, I haven't met any, so I can tell you. And they're just like, "We have a mummy costume, we're gonna put you in the swamp, you're gonna be a swamp mummy." I'm like, "I don't know what a swamp mummy is, no, I'm going in there." And it's this giant mummy costume that is made out of wool. And this is my first year, and it was like the weird nights in October when it's like 90 degrees. And this is inside of a warehouse with no ventilation. I had no relief inside this giant full body sweater, except for a convenient little zipper on my crotch, which saved me throughout the whole night. So after I lost about 5 pounds from sweating that night, I found my calling in this mirror maze. Now, imagine a huge, large room in this labyrinth where there's mirrors everywhere and there's strobe lights constantly going off. And you're looking around and you think you see something, but you're not sure. And you see something dart past you. And you're like, what was that? And you're like, "Oh, that was something else." And you run into a mirror, because there are mirrors everywhere. And basically, our characters are, we were lost inside this mirror maze for so long that we've gone batshit crazy. And we've gotten to, like, tear on our skin. We're psychopaths. And so I've been that monster, character I call Zephyr, for the past 5 years. Now, the haunted house that I work at was very, very popular. We were featured on Travel Channel, on American Haunts, and we were voted number one in Illinois multiple times. We were very scary. Now, we ran into some trouble. We ran into some trouble in the Halloween of 2011. On Halloween night, somebody broke into our haunt and stole our safe. And in that was mostly everything that we had. And it was a mixture of that and the area that we were in, the land was being sold. And so this past year, our haunted house was sold. And that was incredibly sad. But I lost a second family. And that was very, very hard on me. But I went out with a bang. Everyone went out with a bang. So in the haunted house community, if you go to a haunted house, a good one, mind you, you're going to be waiting in line if it's a scary haunted house. Now, haunted house, what they're going to do is they're going to have actors in the line constantly running around and scaring you and interacting with you. Now, that's an honorable title to have. Like, if you're a line actor, you're in the upper echelon of scary. Like, you are terrifying. You have a fun character, and you're just overall a big pile of boo. Now, on the last night, I hear rumors that my manager's letting people go outside and be a line actor for the last night. And I'm like, this is it. Probably gonna be a line actor. And I go up to my boss, I'm like, can I work the line? Please, please, please. And she's like, don't do that while you're in costume, but yes. And so I'm like, all right. I'm so excited. And I was running outside and I'm ready to go outside into line. And the whole time I'm running, the thought of what am I gonna say? It's not crossing my mind. And so the door opens, I run into the line, and I see, before I can even think about what to say, my character takes over. Now, there was this gay couple, and they were standing just about to go in. Now, as soon as the door opens, and they're about to walk in, they see me running after them in full force. They freak out. One of them hits the wall behind them, starts screaming, and I hear one of them whisper, Michael, no, don't let him get me. Like, at that moment, I had no idea what it said. And then it clicked. I go up to him like, yes, Michael! Tell me, what do you fear? And I start messing with Michael. And he's freaking out. And he pulls out his phone. And he's like, he was like shutting off his phone for something. I'm like, Michael, who are you calling? Please? And this person just like, and she's up against the wall, just freaking out. I won't leave Michael alone. And then finally, it's their turn to go inside the house. So they leave and I'm like, bye, Michael! And I'm just so excited to see him. And then I hear from behind me, he better not talk to me. And I turn, and the person directly behind me is like, ah, shit. And and the first thing I say is your name Michael too? And they're like, no. And I'm like, it is now! Guys, there were females where it's like, I'm like, ooh, what's your name? You're very pretty. And they're like, my name's Shannon. I'm like, no, it's Michael. They're like, no, it's Shannon. They go, no, it's Michael. And they go, it's Michael. And so I continued this because I had this pattern. And what I did was, it was towards the end of the night, so the line was inside the house itself. So I was walking through, and every like three or four person, I'm like, Michael, 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 you know, interact with them, calling him Michael. And I got to the end of the line. What do I do? I have this idea. I bring up a chair to the end of the line. I stand on top of it. I go, hey, Michael! And 20 people turn back. And I go, yes! Yes! And this character is so fun just because it's so interactive and I get to mess with people in the best ways. Now, when it's not Halloween season, and if it's in the middle of the haunt season from like January, February, or like around then area, or like the month before the haunted house. I started to get into my character in social settings, which is not a very good thing at all. So I recently got a job as a graphic designer in my school, and I have to go to a conference that I designed for. Now, everyone's talking about sexism, ageism, racism, and all these hefty issues. Now, we each sat at different tables, and across from me is sitting this old lady who's a nun at the school. She grabs the microphone, and she just says, well, I'm afraid of teenage boys. I mean, they're scary. Oh, and for some reason, at that moment, I blacked out, and I start laughing like my haunted house character. And I catch myself, and I'm like, oh, no. And right next to me, my manager is just staring at me, just like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sorry. So, all in all, this haunted house was it was a new beginning for me. And now that the haunted house is over, which is tragically sad because I lost a family and
I'm used to this for 5 years. I'm kind of forced to pick another haunted house, or I'm forced to create a new character, a new environment, a new beginning. And through this new beginning, I'm... through that, I am able to continue on being a freak and continue on being scary. And I would not have that any other way. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael.